The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me for a three charts in 3 minutes is Nicola Duke, the lady of the charge. All right, Nick.
Hi, good morning. Yes, thanks.
Are you all right, Nick?
Yeah, I'm all right. Bye.
You sound a little bit subdued. Is Theresa May, you know, blown you away?
Theresa May was quite good, wasn't she?
Yeah,
she's right.
I only saw half of it, and it was to me. I didn't see any detail there. I don't know if there was any detail in the speech, but I did like the bit about say, you know, what she said basically, no deal is better than the bad deal, and so I quite like that little catchy phrase because I think it's true, isn't it? You know.
I think it's amazing that the pound rallies on the news that Parliament is going to get a vote on the final deal when, you know, really she's boxed them in because the choice is going to be the final deal or no deal. Mm. And we're leaving anyway because we've triggered Article 50. So,
have they now triggered it?
Well, they have to trigger Article 50 to negotiate, don't they?
Yes,
you won't negotiate without it.
That's right.
So at the end of that, they're going to negotiate a deal and then give it to Parliament, and Parliament will either say yes or no. And if they don't accept it, then we go to WTO rules. So
yeah,
I think she's really boxed them in quite cleverly.
Yeah, boxing clever. So an Article 50 has been invoked in March, isn't it, Barney?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Anyway, let's look at the macro for us. Let's look at some charts.
Fine. I'll try and cheer up for you.
Yeah, I thought you sounded subdued there, but that's all right.
Okay.
It's fine to express the way you're feeling. Your voice is good. It's, you know, it's emotion. First one. Angus Energy, ANGS, they've announced things are progressing well at their Brockham well there, and they should have results out next week or so. So ANGS, what do you reckon on the chart, Nick?
Well, you know, it's very little. We only have 3 months of, we have very little information, but we're in an uptrend. Clearly, you know, we're in an uptrend and we're holding. We've got enough information that we have a 20-day moving average, which is at 11.75. And that's also where a kind of rising trend line is. So that's our support. As long as we hold above 11.75 and we don't close below that figure, we're in an uptrend. And we do have Fibonacci targets higher. The first one is 16.5 and then 19.4.
Okay, all right, cool.
So 19.4 is a pretty hard target. If I was long this stock, I would probably cover everything there and wait for a pullback.
Okay. All right. Next one. Motive Bio. They've announced the appointment of a new CFO. So MTFB, it's bumping along the bottom. What do you think here?
Bumping along the bottom. So if you look back to April 2015, 25 is the kind of low, and we're oscillating around that 25. Really, the Fibonacci level is 26.6, and we're holding below. And while we're holding below, I hate to say this, the risk is that we go lower to 18 or 15.25. Sorry.
Wow.
This could be a bear flag. Now, if we can close back above the 50-day moving average, which is at 26, or above that Fibonacci level, which is the December high. So if we can close back above the December high, which is at 26.6, then it kind of takes the risk away a bit. And then we can, you know, buy against that 50-day moving average. You know, it is trying to go higher. At the moment, it's just... the shape is not inspiring. It is a bear flag.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping it goes above because I do hold some stock there. So, all right.
Right. I mean, it's positive at the moment.
Yeah.
That's what you need to see.
Yeah, they've got some, hopefully, news coming out over the next few weeks, hopefully. So maybe that'll, you know, give a bit of momentum to the share price. All right. So, and the final one is a request by some guys on social media for you. Is Starcom Group. So what do you reckon on Star?
Starcom. You know, Starcom, when we last looked at Starcom in September, it was an inverted head and shoulders bottom, and the neckline was at 4.25, and it didn't trigger. It failed to close above that neckline. And since September, we've gone sideways in a wedge. You know, all the moving averages are flat. Everything's moving sideways. It's really building up power for a move. If we make an ABC correction here, which would still be bullish, we would come back to about 1.75, 1.79. Mm-hmm. And so that's your kind of bull bear line. I would buy it back to there. If we go below 1.75, it's really going to retest the lows and grind along. But really, a little push lower and then a move higher would be more bullish. But you can draw a trend line from the September high through the November highs and the early January highs. When we break above that trend line, that's the bullish trigger. First target is 6.6. Second target is 10.10, and you can see what I mean on the chart.
All right. Thank you for that, Nick. And if you send me the charts, I'll put them all up there for people to look at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog and on the company pages there at Vox. Cheers, Nick. Speak tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.